RDA meeting, June 8th, 2021.
Okay. We call the King County Redevelopment Agency meeting.
Will you unpause that?
I hereby call this King County Redevelopment Agency, or CRA, meeting to order. And as far as agenda items, we have a approval of May 11th, 2021 minutes. Do we have a motion?
I'll move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, done. Agenda items, regular agenda. The first one is the diversion of property tax for a community redevelopment project area. Approval of the first amended interlocal agreement with King County. Carla, this is the one that you have some comments for us, right?
Yep.
Okay.
This is the actual agreement, but you'll just be signing the first page. And this is your governing document. You'll be signing on the one that the county signed, but this is the original one that approves all of the plan and the budget that you are agreeing to the 80% to go towards this project.
Right. And you'll note that the second item that we have here is the approval of the one same agreement or similar agreement with King County Water Conservancy District. So it's our approval.
Right.
But yeah, right.
So it's, you'll agree, they're going to be approving theirs in a couple of days. Mm. And then you have approved it here, and you can sign it and send it on to them for signature after they approve it. So probably don't make a big deal about the golf course till after you get it signed.
Right.
That's a good point.
That is a good point, huh?
So in the process of this, before you approve both of these, so we were looking at the beginning year being this 2021, using last year as the base year, and this is the trip year. And we've got a little bit of a situation arising to be able to use that. We've got to have these up to the state, which we can do. We've got to approve the tax rates by the 22nd of June. But before that can happen for both us and the Water Conservancy District, Virgene has three districts that she has to create that bring the three parts of districts that together equal the CRA. So those all have to be done. And then Ryan has to redo the tax roll. And then we can reset the certified rates. So I went in and met, when I left this meeting, I went in and took Mike Noel in, and we went over their tax rates and what it would mean to them, what it might look like, and why we can't set those rates until after it's over. He has agreed to be willing to go clear up to the 22nd to approve certified rates if he needs to, and he'll do what needs to happen to get that done. So you have his buy-in on that, and all of that has to be done before we can set rates or use this year as the base year.
You mean use 2021?
I mean, yeah, 2021 as the trigger year.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And it'd be important. I mean, life goes on either way, but if we can make this the year that we start actually collecting money, So we start getting some money set aside. Mm-hmm.
It will be a big year. The county, as a whole county, is just over $78 million in new growth.
It'd be really important to make this
That's probably more than double the most we've ever had before, back in 06. So it would be really important to get that done this year. So we are under, and you guys have done everything you can now to help move Virgene's office along and help them get that done timely. And Ryan says it'll only take him maybe a day or so to get that rolled over. And then the rates, It doesn't take much time at all to get those, and up to you guys. So the 22nd is your commission meeting, and I'll have the rates on the agenda then for your approval. And we will know that day whether it's a go, no go.
Okay, so if we get all those things together, then 20 becomes our base year and 21 becomes our trigger year, and we start collecting some monies.
Otherwise, you lose all that new growth this year. And Kanab City had a 10% new growth, roughly. The county nearly 20%. So the growth in our county is in the outside county areas.
Yeah.
And we'll do more of that next time.
Okay, that's interesting.
So the item, though, is to approve the same thing that we did in the commission meeting, is just to approve the First Amendment interlocal agreement between Kane County and the RDA, and then to approve the agreement that goes to, that's item number two, to approve the agreement that goes to the Water Conservancy District for their signature.
Right, for their participation.
Yep.
So, can I do a motion number one? You ready?
Yeah.
So I'll move we approve diversion property tax for a community reinvestment project area and the First Amendment interlocal agreement.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Can do the second one.
Motion on
the,
go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the First Amended Interlocal Agreement with King County Water Conservancy District for the diversion of property tax for the CRA.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We're approved. We're finished with the meeting.
Move
as far
adjourned.
As I know.
Move adjourned.
All in favor. We're done. Bye.
That was the quickest move to adjourn I've ever seen.
That was, so real quickly, on the way back from there, I had a conversation with Steve Needleman. He had breakfast with Lincoln and Casey this morning.
They tried.
And Lincoln is saying that